Penguin Random House Audio presents Hacking Growth, How Today's Fastest Growing Companies Drive Breakout Success. This is the author, Sean Ellis.
And this is the author, Morgan Brown.
Introduction. When I got a call from Dropbox founder Drew Houston in 2008, I was immediately intrigued by the predicament the one-year-old startup was in. The company's cloud-based file storage and sharing service had built up a good early fan base, concentrated primarily among the tech-savvy community centered in Silicon Valley. Even before the product was completely built, Houston had pushed a video prototype online illustrating how the service would work, which had earned him the backing of the powerful Y Combinator startup incubator and drawn a flood of early adopters. It became pretty clear that Houston was onto something when the waiting list he was keeping for the beta version grew from 5,000 to 75,000 in the blink of an eye when a second video was posted on news aggregator site Dig and went viral. The next wave of users who signed up after the public launch were happy with the service, but Houston was still running into a wall trying to break out beyond the tech elite. He didn't have much time. The competition was fierce. One startup, Mozy, had a 3-year head start, while another, Carbonite, had raised $48 million in funding versus the $1.2 million in seed capital raised by Houston. Meanwhile, behemoths Microsoft and Google were gearing up to enter the cloud storage arena. How could Dropbox grow their customer base in the shadow of such formidable competitors? When Houston called me, he wanted to explore what I could do to help them grow beyond their very solid but not yet big enough pool of early adopters. I was just wrapping up an interim VP marketing role at Zobni, a startup run by Drew's good friend.